Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, it's a sunny afternoon with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is making for a pleasant day outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, JNS reports that IDF Chief of Staff Aviv Zamir has stated the military is ready to strike if Hezbollah breaches the truce again. He urges the Lebanese army to disarm Hezbollah. Also, according to Israel Hayom, Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized in a government meeting that Gaza's reconstruction will not proceed without disarmament. This follows reports of international pressure to rebuild, despite Hamas's stance. Also this hour, from Walla, a suspected hit-and-run in the Negev has resulted in the death of a man in his 30s. Medical teams found three pedestrians injured at the scene. Separately, Ynet reports that former President Trump claims Prime Minister Netanyahu requested a White House meeting. This comes amid rising tensions over Iran and Lebanon. And finally, Forward shares a personal story from survivors of the Boulder attack. They express concern over the primary victory of Melat Kiros, a congressional nominee in Denver, citing her stance on anti-Semitism. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, a strategic analyst, posted just minutes ago about Saudi Arabia's visit to Tehran. He highlights the strategic implications, noting the absence of the Abraham Accords as a diplomatic anchor. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a journalist, writing on X just now, poses a question about Turkey's renewed imperial ambitions in its former colonies. Middle East 24, an online news site, posted an analysis earlier today. It questions whether Algeria secretly armed Sudan, detailing its diplomatic efforts to protect Sudan's leadership from international sanctions. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF's readiness to strike. JNS reports that Chief of Staff Aviv Zamir has made it clear the military will respond swiftly if Hezbollah violates the current ceasefire. He also called on the Lebanese army to take responsibility for disarming Hezbollah, which remains a significant threat along the northern border. This stance aims to maintain stability in the region and deter further escalation. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks on Gaza, Israel Hayom reports that Netanyahu insists on no reconstruction without disarmament. This statement comes amid international pressure to advance rebuilding efforts, despite Hamas's refusal to lay down arms. The Prime Minister's firm stance signals a tough negotiation ahead, impacting diplomatic relations and humanitarian efforts. Meanwhile, in the Negev, a tragic incident has occurred. Walla reports that a man in his 30s was killed in a suspected hit-and-run accident. Paramedics arrived to find three pedestrians had been hit by a vehicle. This incident underscores ongoing concerns about road safety and enforcement in the area. Separately, tensions between the U.S. and Israel surface again. Ynet highlights former President Trump's claim that Netanyahu sought a meeting at the White House. This request comes amid growing issues over Iran and Lebanon, reflecting the complex diplomatic landscape and its implications for Israel-U.S. relations. Finally, the Forward sheds light on the emotional impact of Melat Kiros's primary victory. Survivors of the Boulder attack expressed their disappointment, concerned about her perceived stance on anti-Semitism. This highlights the ongoing sensitivity and division within communities over political representation and security concerns. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that the Bank of Israel is expected to cut interest rates this week. This would mark the second consecutive rate cut following a reduction in May. Separately, Israel Hayom Business covers the Cannes Lions Festival, where the advertising industry is grappling with the role of artificial intelligence. The festival highlights the ongoing evolution and challenges faced by marketers globally. And finally, Walla Business, shares the uplifting story of a pensioner whose debt was erased. After a lengthy battle with banks and credit companies, this resolution brings relief and highlights issues of financial vulnerability. That's your Israel 18 news update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.